Welcome to Tools and Techniques in 10, brought to you by The Green Binder, Tools and Techniques for Teaching. I'm Dr. Lewis, and today we'll be discussing classroom management techniques for the beginning teacher when working with a disruptive student. Over the course of my career, I've mentored many student teachers and teachers new to the classroom. I've compiled a list of issues common to new and aspiring teachers and have come up with things to consider and strategies to use when starting your career so that you can avoid some common pitfalls. This training will focus on the following scenario. Kendra is a third grade student in Ms. Dean's class whose grades are low in reading, and although she started the school year off strong in math, her grades are declining as they move into the unit on solving word problems. She's also been having behavior problems in class, which includes not staying seated and distracting other students by talking to them and making gestures during class. When asked to return to her seat, she does, but gets back up as soon as Ms. Dean's back is turned. Ms. Dean has given her repeated warnings and consequences, contacted her parents, and also tried ignoring her, but nothing seems to be working. As the school year continues, Kendra is becoming more defiant and is now becoming argumentative when corrected, sometimes refusing to return to her seat. Kendra is a leader, and other students look up to her, and there are other students in the class who are beginning to act out as well. Ms. Dean is concerned that this is taking away a lot of instructional time, and she's at a loss for how she can help Kendra be more successful and get better control of her class. She's so frustrated that she's considering quitting. She's afraid to ask for help because she doesn't want her school's principal or other teachers to think she cannot do her job. First and foremost, it's important to know that all educators, from the novice teacher to the veteran, sometimes struggle with classroom management. Also important to recognize is when students engage in off-task behaviors, there's typically an underlying cause, and finding those reasons can help us come up with interventions that greatly reduce or eliminate the undesirable behaviors we often see in the classroom. Additionally, classroom management techniques are learned and tweaked over time as methods change from one year to the next based upon the needs of the students. Classroom management may also need to be modified by student based upon their individual needs. Finally, there are some extreme cases of students who come to us with so much baggage due to their backgrounds, past educational experiences, or home lives that it requires a team of experts, including therapists, to help the student, and there's no way that you can remediate that student alone. Talk with your school's principal or social worker if you have any serious concerns. However, most students' behaviors can be modified using appropriate classroom management techniques. We'll now look at some methods that Ms. Dean can use to help Kendra stay on task and increase the amount of time students spend actively engaged in her classroom. In this scenario, the main issue causing Kendra to act out in class is her low reading level, and a lack of understanding is one of the top causes of off-task classroom behaviors. Since reading is a skill needed across all other content areas, it's essential to get her the help she needs to be successful, which will increase the likelihood that she will stay actively engaged and on task and reduce the amount of classroom disruptions caused by her behaviors. In addition to referring Kendra to your school's SAT team, the following methods can be used. The first method I'll discuss that I've found to be successful in cases such as this is proximity. Standing or sitting close to Kendra would help Ms. Dean notice when she is beginning to struggle, and then she'll be able to offer her the additional help she needs. This helps to flip the student-teacher interaction from negative to positive. If you recall in the scenario, other students also started acting out. This may be due to the attention that Kendra was getting from Ms. Dean. If a teacher is spending large amounts of time disciplining the student, other students may see this as a way to get noticed, so they may begin acting out too. This brings me to my second method, which is complimenting students. Ms. Dean could try phrases such as, "I like the way you're trying your best," or "thank you for following directions," which gives students positive reinforcement and sets high standards for behavior and achievement in the class. I've also used this method with students who are off track. For example, smiling at a student while saying, "thank you for walking so quietly," to a student who was talking works just as well as "stop talking," and the student typically smiles back and stops talking. This goes a long way toward building positive relationships with students. My third method is to encourage students to ask questions. Phrases such as, "that's a good question, thank you for asking," "if you have questions, be sure to ask," or "it's my job to answer your questions, if you don't have questions, I don't have a job," goes a long way to keeping students actively engaged in your lesson. The use of these phrases might have made Kendra feel more comfortable asking questions when she was confused in class. Keep in mind, students come to us with a variety of educational experiences, and some students need this reassurance. My first method is rewards. I've seen teachers do something as simple as take note of students who are on task and silently walk around the room giving those students one small piece of candy, such as one Skittle. Although we want students to be intrinsically motivated in the long run, this is one inexpensive, short-term method that can be used to get students on track. This method is best used in moderation, and you'll notice more students on task because they don't know if today will be the day that they'll get a treat. I've also had teachers give students tickets to enter into a drawing at the end of the week and pull names for toys or supplies purchased from the Dollar Tree. I suggest throwing out tickets and starting with a new batch each week. These methods Ms. Dean could have used when other students began misbehaving in class. I've discussed my fifth method in a previous post, which is having a partner teacher to use for student timeouts. Sometimes students, such as Kendra, like the negative attention that they get from the teacher. Removing the student temporarily eliminates the cause of the undesirable behaviors and therefore reduces or eliminates the behaviors. Be sure to send the student to timeout with an assignment. As in Kendra's case, where she is behind academically, I suggest an assignment that is on her academic level. A behavior reflection sheet could also be used to help Kendra reflect on her behaviors and think of ways to change them. Depending upon what Kendra writes, the reflection sheet could also help Ms. Dean better figure out how to help her. Timeout should be used in moderation, as overuse may frustrate your partner teacher and be less effective for the student. With students such as Kendra, it's easy to get caught in a power struggle out of frustration or in an effort to keep control of your classroom. One way that I've seen be effective is my sixth method, which is to calmly repeat the expectations up to five times. For example, I need you to have a seat so we can continue learning. Or, I don't think it's fair that you're keeping everyone else from learning. When students become argumentative, teachers have used, I'm not arguing with you. You're in my class, and I expect you to follow the rules. Or, you know I have high expectations in my room. Repeating the expectations sometimes de-escalates the situation and gets the student to calm down. Finally, the last method, and the one that I have found to go the furthest in the classroom, is discussing respect. Many times, when students are being disruptive or argumentative, I've calmly said, "Do I disrespect you?" And when they answer, I say, "Then please don't disrespect me." When students know that you respect them, they are more likely to respect you and your classroom. Most times, students apologize and get back on track. The most important thing to remember for students like Kendra is to document, document, document. There are several forms in the Resources tab of our website to use for behavior and academic documentation. If you like what we're doing here at the Green Binder and would like to see more, please be sure to like the video and hit the subscribe button. The links to our social media are also down below. If you are a beginning teacher and need a consultation, please subscribe to our blog at www.thegreenbinder.com and contact us for assistance, and someone from our team will get back with you within 5 business days. The first consultation is always free. Also, if you have any suggestions of your own, please leave them in the comment section below. And as always, thanks for joining us. See you next time.